Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Chuck Bonneville and Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. True Stress.
That's right. Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture and Chinese Medicine. And happy Party Friday, everybody.
Everyone.
You know, I don't know. Maybe we should have a party because the government is going to shut down. Or we can have a party because the government isn't going to shut down. What if you shut down the government and no one heard? This is the latest. They're talking, right? They are talking again. We had the 15 million page bill that got shrunk to about 116 pages. Initially, Speaker Johnson said that he was going to, anything that was going to be added was going to be a single vote so we could see what kind of pork they were trying to add. Massey is now saying he's not saying that. The trouble is the rumors. It's very complicated. Rumors are
wrong. Your government is at work, though. Your representatives are working hard.
Right.
Because they want to get home for the holidays.
Didn't the government shut down for the weekend? Before we get into some of the stuff, I do want to talk about, I read an interesting thing. Cheryl Atkinson, the former CBS reporter, was talking about, was it, 2018, the last time it shut down? When did it shut down? It shut down. Anyway, if anybody remembers, feel free, by the way, I should say this. It's just all of us today. 888.
All of us kids.
888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, if you want to call in, or feel free to put your comments in, or go ahead and raise your hand. We can have
send videos,
exactly. Pigeons, no, pigeons don't work. But she was saying the last time the budget shut down, she was at CBS, and they were trying to do, as you do in the newsroom, you need to go out and do a story about people who are going to be impacted, right?
Yes, badly impacted.
Badly impacted. Yeah, and she said the assumption there being, of course, it would be badly impacted.
Very
she said
badly.
Right there that sort of shows a bias in the media, right? There was no thought of saying what the good of this would be. But at any rate, and she said they couldn't find anything. So they're all, you know, you call your sources and you call this person or that person and say, hey, can you give me, you know, I want to talk to somebody who's going to be, directly impacted by this. And she said nothing. They couldn't find anything. I mean, entire CBS news organization couldn't find anyone who was actually going to be impacted by the government shutting down. And so she said they ended up doing stories, and she said the government did too, so what they did is they blocked off. Remember, they blocked off the monuments and things like that.
That's what they're down to.
Right.
You know, we want you to feel the pain of us not being around.
She said it's not like they were manned anyway. So it's not like anything. It's not like there were guards there who now weren't going to be there. There was nothing.
We got to show these stupid people that they're without us.
You've got the Democrats making it sound like, you know, 800 children will die of childhood cancer tomorrow. And the thing I keep saying is the Democrats are pretending like they have no role in this. They're voting no. If they don't, why don't they vote yes? Right. If they had voted yes for the 116-page bill, right? Joe and Kamala went back to the White House. I'm not sure what they're.
What is that about? Are they unpacking, getting their stuff packed up? I mean, what the hell are they doing back at the White House?
That's right. Well, from Jacob, all of the workers work at home with no supervision. Anyway,
yeah.
Exactly.
What do you think? What do you think productivity of some of those people is? On an 8-hour day, I promise you some of them, under the sleep thing where you test how long you're under. Getting this oxygen for sleep, and you get like 6 hours, 7. If they did that, but for productivity, half hour, 45 minutes.
Exactly. Well, and I remember too, remember when we were doing the show at KNUS, there was a guy, Gary, he was an IRS agent.
Yes.
Who used to call in. And he was kind of a liberal, but he was.
He was not a total.
The common sense kind of guy. And he was saying that number one, they all have, it's not like the pay stops, right? It's like they all have the pay keeps going. Really, nothing happens.
Well, but the pay doesn't go, but they just get it all back in 30 days.
They're, I mean, there's so
plus interest.
Yeah, and it's and these are people on government salaries. It's not like all of a sudden, you know, come Monday, there's going to be like Tiny Tim or Little Tim, whatever his name is, with no Christmas dinner.
Whatever that Tim was.
Whatever that Tim and Oliver, you know, where it's like, please, I want some more. They're going to have to go begging. That's not going to happen. I do find it interesting, though. Again, why did Biden and Kamala go back to the White House?
That's got to be something, you know, just something where to get that bag of cocaine that was left behind. Or something.
It's not like he's going there. It is. It's an interesting sort of dynamic going on here because Trump is tweeting, rightfully so, I think, shut it down. This is Joe Biden's watch. Hello. It's like, if we shut it down,
what are they doing
other than
destroying him?
Right, this will be the Democrats' fault, stupid Republicans, right? That's go ahead and shut it down. And Joe Biden, it's not like he's going back there and is calling his people up because he can't because he's too incoherent and saying vote for this, right? I mean, the Democrats the Democrats could vote yes, but they won't. And I don't think anybody buys anymore. I saw Elizabeth Warren talking about all the children were going to die of cancer. People don't believe that anymore, right? And I think Twitter and Elon Musk do a good job of saying, oh, here's some other pork barrel stuff, right? Here's the stuff that's in this bill. So I don't know what'll happen. I got a feeling that most people are worried about Christmas and not overly worried about this, and that it's kind of a bigger deal because this time of year, there's not, as I was talking with Thomas before the show started, there's not a lot going on. So if you're the media, this is just kind of fun to talk. It's about the only thing there is to talk about, right? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of developing. So developing and not developing.
And they're coming out of rooms, going into rooms.
Right. And you get to, exactly. And then people give zinger little quotes. I want to play this from J.D. Vance, basically saying what we were saying, and that is if the Democrats have some power here, what's up? Don't blame me. You know, the people who are trying to shove this through are people who are trying to fund all of the big government globalist lobby groups. So, Thomas, if we could please play, this is J.D. Vance. This is a great soundbite. Play the Vance bite, please.
Mr. Vance, will you accept any deal that does not include a debt limit increase?
Look, I'll say one thing. The Democrats just voted to shut down the government, even though we had a clean CR, because they didn't want to give the president negotiating leverage during his first term, or during the first year of his new term. And number two, because they would rather shut down the government and fight for global censorship bullshit. They've asked for a shutdown, and I think that's exactly what they're doing.
38 Republicans vote against it as well. What's the path forward, Mr. Vance? Are you meeting with Speaker Johnson tonight to regroup?
Well, and here's, this is my understanding, and Chuck, you understand this better than me, but this is my understanding when he's talking about giving Trump some leverage. So the debt ceiling, as I understand it, the reason that this matters is actually the debt ceiling was suspended in June or July of 2023. So the debt ceiling has been suspended.
So you can give billions to Ukraine.
Exactly. So that,
why you can do that is beyond me. But
yeah.
Ukraine exception.
It'd be kind of like suspending my credit card payments, for a while, and then I run them up, right? And that suspension ends, I believe, the beginning of January.
Why don't you suspend it again?
Well, yeah, that's what I don't understand. But here's the way the situation is, as I understand it. So this is why Vance was talking about giving Trump leverage. So what happens is, so it becomes unsuspended and essentially everything piles in, including all the money that Biden spent on Ukraine and other boondoggles. And the thought is that the country will then hit the debt ceiling by June of 2025. So if you're Donald Trump and you want to enact all these tax cuts and some of them not even tax cuts, but just, you know, we're moving back taxes or not implementing taxes, that becomes essentially income that gets added
adds to the debt,
right?
Because you're taking away revenues,
right? Yeah. Exactly. So it adds. So it's going to go even further. So that limits then, because Trump not just Trump, but the government can't exceed the debt limit. So that's going to limit theoretically Trump's ability to maneuver there.
And what if it did exceed the debt limit?
Well, yeah, I think
lightning. Who's going to do something about it?
I think lightning strikes. Well, that's bad PR.
We exceeded the debt limit.
So that's the kind
who gives a shit?
That's the thinking there, and it's very complicated. And in the end, I think you get
But those brilliant congressmen They understand it.
Well, and
You
that
can just see it in their eyes, man.
leads me to Greg Lopez. So, Doug Lamborn voting in lockstep with the Democrats, that's not a surprise. Of the 38 Republicans who voted to not pass the
Yes, it is.
116-page clean
Doug
resolution.
Lamborn never did anything controversial. From first grade on, his entire life has been dedicated to be a bland,
Yeah.
boring, worthless guy. To be in the minority around 38 Republicans, it's just he's freed now. He's going to Las Vegas. I mean, it's he's dumping the wife. He's going wild.
Now, there's been some thought or some theory out there that because of the Democrats were going to vote against it, it was doomed to fail anyway. So that allowed Republicans like Doug Lamborn to pretend to be principled after all of this time. The other
After so many years.
thing that's interesting is, though, is Greg Lopez. Remember, he was elected to fill in very briefly until Lauren Boebert takes over in CD4.
So he's sort of looking at, what's my legacy? It's a short legacy, but what's my legacy? And he must have felt this is a good legacy.
So he voted no on it as well. Now, he put out a statement saying he can't support a bill that doesn't consider the growing $3 trillion debt and removes the debt ceiling. And he says gives an open checkbook to spend more money than we already have. So I don't
I
know.
agree with that.
Yeah. And I like you said, the debt limit thing is kind of confusing, and that's what Trump is playing with. But I'm not sure what Greg was. Again, keeping in mind that Greg probably wants to run for governor again, just perhaps, I'm not sure.
I
But
would.
I'm not, you're right. It's kind of hard, like you said, to, you can't really, I kind of think some, depending on the reason, blame some Republicans for voting no, saying, I'm just going to vote no. We said we were going to do this and we're not doing it. So I'm voting no until we do it. On the other hand, and he doesn't have to deal with Trump when Trump comes in. So
And
it's
then
not
there's a
like,
whole thing whether you're suspending the rules or not. If you're suspending the rules, you got to get two-thirds vote. Well, nothing gets two-thirds vote unless it's the worst bill in America ever. So getting two-thirds is impossible. So they weren't going to get two-thirds. I don't
Well,
care
yeah.
what happened. They weren't going to get two-thirds. But they tried and they failed. They didn't even get a majority.
Right.
So as somebody wrote in on something, what happened to whipping the votes? Why have votes and we get your ass kicked? Why have the vote? I mean, hey, we're going to lose this one. It looks like we are.
That's what they're doing. I think the good news is, though, that Trump and Elon Musk, and the good Republicans, successfully pushed back against the 150 or 1,500-page boondoggle, right? They did push back against that, and I think it showed, and the power, I think, of Twitter, the power of the people, and I think lawmakers before they would have just ignored it, people thought, and they would have voted for it, right? But now they didn't. Hey, Jacob, as you got your hand raised, go ahead there.
From what I got during the election, Trump said that he was going to open up all the federal oil fields again and bring in about $2 trillion into the treasury. Then you add in the $5 trillion that the government got last year, and you subtract all the spending that he plans to cut. That could be a surplus of about $4 trillion.
Oh, yeah. I think
I think it takes a while to
yeah. I
ramp
think
up
the
the
problem
oil
is,
stuff. I'm actually right now we're pumping out a lot of gas, oil and gas, simply because we need some money for all the ridiculous Ukraine stuff. But
well,
it never came
I know Biden is pumping out a lot of gas, but that's a different story.
Right.
Yeah, he is. He's just not. He's killing future oil and gas.
Right.
He's not granting new
Yeah.
leases. Now it takes a while to drill a hole and do all those things. So he's killing future oil and gas, but for the wells that are out there, he's pumping away. And so the $2 trillion isn't like it's coming
It
tomorrow.
comes on Wednesday. But Jacob, you're right, though. That's why Trump, I think, and Trump's economic plan is why they're so optimistic about it actually working. It's why it worked before, right? And so, and I, from like I said, I gather because I was like, what's this whole, I got to admit, the debt ceiling thing and why is that a factor? And from what I understand, it's simply because it would give Trump some maneuvering room.
Well, if he wants to have big tax cuts,
Right.
you've got to have debt ceiling room to do that. If he doesn't have debt ceiling room, he can't pass his big tax cuts. And
But he
therefore,
doesn't want a debt ceiling.
huh?
He wants to
He doesn't
suspend it. That's
want a
why he
debt ceiling.
wants. That's
He
why he
doesn't
wants to
say,
suspend it. He wants to suspend it for 2 years because it goes back into effect starting in January, starting, I think, before he takes office, is it would go into effect again. Although, like you, Chuck raises a good point. What if you just ignore it? It's kind of like, what, we have a $36 trillion debt right now. So it's like the whole thought of a debt ceiling to me seems kind of like an illusion, right? It's like, oh, you know. When you owe $36 trillion, that'd be like, again, like the credit card company saying, hey,
you're behind a little. You're kind of building up a little bit of a.
Yeah. So I'm.
You know, the other thing that's crossed my mind is a lot of these talk shows advertise gold, you know, gold's going to 3,000 and so on and so forth.
We've got it. We got gold to sell you.
Yeah, right. But if we. If the government starts cutting the debt down, then the price of gold goes down because it becomes cheaper to finance the debt. So I don't understand, I don't understand why they would advertise something that they really want the price to go down.
Well, this is the ridiculous part. I don't think anyone's actually talking about reducing the debt. They're just talking about a debt ceiling when you have $36 trillion in debt, that's $36 trillion that we owe. They're not even, no one's even talking about paying that off. They're just talking about how much are they going to allow it to increase.
Since we got off the gold standard back in the 30s, gold is not based on
70.
No, we first gave it up. It became illegal to own gold on the
19th. Oh, yeah.
It free floats out there depending upon what people think it's worth.
Right.
You know, it's not tied. It is a metal, you know, and people think, well, you know, everybody always loves gold because it's pretty, but it has no intrinsic value other than people like pretty things.
That's why you should make jewelry, make more jewelry out of it.
More jewelry out of it and so forth.
It being the Christmas season and all.
And so people always buy gold at times when they think things will be bad. They think that the dollar will lose its viability and stuff. Well, you don't want your money in the dollar, so where else can you put it? Well, you can put it in precious metals like gold.
A cryptocurrency, if we understood it. So
if you understand cryptocurrency and not lose everything.
Hey, Jacob, thank you for
appreciating. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jacob.
All right. There's a couple other things. So well, I'll kind of keep my eye on Twitter as we go through the show in case I do it.
You can put Twitter out.
Things interesting too. So the Wall Street Journal did a story, basically, I don't know, talking to all these Biden people who were saying just how awful things really were with Biden, really from the get-go, right? That he, you know, what did it say? He met with Hunter Biden's business partners more than he met with his cabinet people, right? During his term, like 9 times, he met in 4 years, 9 times, right? He met with Hunter Biden's illegal business partners more than his cabinet.
Cabinet meeting I've seen recently is when Jill was sort of heading.
Right.
I mean, he was there, but, you know.
And then he left. And then you read about, and they were talking about how he would fall asleep during stuff. You know, my thing is he's probably got like some kind of heart condition. He's probably got sleep apnea. Who knows? He's clearly had something going on and it's gotten significantly worse. But all of a sudden, so they had at the news conference today, Jean-Karine Pierre's, nobody asked her about it. Right. Nobody said, what about this Wall Street Journal report? And the Wall Street Journal, it's like, well, if everybody knew this, why didn't anybody say anything before? I mean, everybody, until they had the debate, and you got to wonder why his aides let him go out there. But until they had the debate, they were perfectly happy with letting Joe continue. And it also continues to beg the question, who was running the country? And I know
today.
Yeah, today. What is Joe Biden doing back at the... Maybe he took Hunter's kid, Bo, with him. Maybe Bo, the little four-year-old.
Little Bo?
Yeah, Bo is running the country now.
New generation of Bo?
So there's that. That's an interesting...
It's clear what it is, more or less, is you do whatever you want to because there's nobody to tell you no.
Right.
I mean, you know, if you're Mayorkas, you got to let another $10 billion in.
Right.
Oh, really? That's a good idea. Obama would approve that. And if you're Pete Buttigieg, you know, you've got your maternity leave again or something. I mean, everybody figures out, okay, as long as I do the progressive thing, nobody will bitch about it. So that's what I'll do.
And nobody will tell, right? Because if I tell on you, then you're going to tell on me. If I say, well, Mayorkas, you're running amok here. You haven't even told Joe about this. You would say, well, Pete, you're look at the airline industry, for God's sakes, right? I mean, It is. It's a massive scandal on one hand, and yet it also sort of says something that things kind of muddled along. Now, they muddled along in the progressive trajectory, but I mean,
Right.
so
And
it's.
who decided, and let's sell off all the wall stuff before it comes in, and then Trump could use it. Let's screw them over, huh? Hey, that's a good idea. We'll sell it on the cheap, out to buy it on the high. Why not?
And they
We
put
got
it.
nothing better to do these
And
days.
that was probably some intern, you know? It was probably some intern was like, I know that's because everyone else has left and they're because they didn't
Well,
want
you don't have to left. Nobody's ever been there. They're all, hey, get Joe on the phone. Ah, he's in the back. Yeah, we can't get a hold of
Well,
him.
they were done, but they had the White House, one of the White House staff Christmas parties.
Christmas,
Listen,
virtual Christmas parties.
no, and they no, they had it, but then they all had to go back to work afterwards and there was no alcohol. So since
Well,
they're
they all went
hungry.
home.
Yeah, they weren't. Well, that could be. No one was working anyway, so they didn't know.
Well, I mean, really, they don't go to the office. So, it's kind of like, all right, all of you go back to your office. Well, that's at home, really.
Right, exactly. So I don't,
Or Florida.
and it does kind of, it kind of fuels into, okay, so for the past 4 years, we had a president who now everyone, even the Democrats, are acknowledging was not in charge of anything at all, wasn't even particularly aware of what was going on, certainly wasn't being briefed on things, and certainly wasn't making decisions on things. So what if the government shuts down? I mean, you know what I mean?
What difference could it make?
It's got to
What
be.
possible difference could it make?
So that's funny, but it's not funny. Hey, I want to go out of order on this too.
All right,
I don't
for
see Leo here,
sure.
but Leo sent in some Party Friday videos with
Thank
the.
God for Leo.
Yeah.
Leo tried to bail Julie out.
That's right. Well, there's.
Julie had been derelict on her Friday Fundies last Friday. So Leo leapt into the void. And we want to thank you, Leo, for
Bailing
filling
us out.
in for not us, but for Julie
This one.
failing to do her duty.
This one is not a spoof. I think Jill Biden, so we've seen the pictures of Jill being friendly with President Trump, right? And Jill Biden gave, she looked like she'd been drinking a little
As you do.
speech at the White House
Oh.
recently. And we got to remember when Kamala initially they tried to say that her whole campaign was being built on joy. Everything was joyful.
Right,
Everything
right,
was
right.
joyful.
That's a
Well,
great
Jill
idea, someone
had a
come
little
up
bit
with.
of fun with this. So Thomas, we're going to play a little bit out of order, but if we could please play the Jill soundbite.
Is decorated. And the theme this year is peace and light. So I hope that you all feel that sense of, peace and light, and that just for a moment when you leave here today, that you feel, I don't know, a sense of joy. Because I think we all need like this, we all need to feel joy now during this time of the season, during this time. So anyway, okay, now I'll start. You're all reading into that. And of course they are. She deliberately did. Well, y'all read a sense of, I don't know, joy. That's a lie. That was so phony. That was a lie.
All reading into that. This is total bullshit.
So why is Kamala back at the White House? I mean, if you're Kamala, maybe she
Well,
left.
they're at that Naval Observatory that acts as the vice president's room.
Yeah, I don't know why they went back to Washington. See, this is gonna the show's gonna jump all over a little bit. So that's just kind of out there. That's pretty funny. I think
Thank
that,
you, Leo.
yeah,
That
that
was good. That was the whole speech was it was an
to be honest,
ode to Kamala.
it kind of makes me like Jill a little better,
Yeah.
It kind of makes me like her. Couple other things. So earlier this week, we saw that the court threw out Fannie Willis in the Trump Atlanta I don't even remember,
RICO
case, the
case.
RICO case about like what was he RICOing all of the January 6th stuff, right?
I think so.
And they said they threw Fannie Willis and her lover.
No, he'd already been thrown
Well,
out.
he'd been thrown, yeah, but they removed the entire office, right? Which
The entire hardworking,
office.
very astute and bright and intelligent and making you a better thing. Can you imagine what the Fannie Willis
Christmas party
DA's office
is like
is
now. Well,
ever?
and so in the meantime, though, so that's probably killing not only the case against Trump, but the case about
John Eastman, everybody
everybody
else.
else, except for
Yep.
Jenna Ellis. You remember Colorado's Jenna Ellis, who pled guilty. She accepted a
Yes,
plea bargain
yes,
in that
yes.
case to test and agreed to testify against Trump. And
Yeah,
she
yeah.
trashed Trump, right? She went ahead and trashed Trump. Well, apparently, I was reading on Twitter, somebody was saying now that the whole thing has been thrown out, and if she had just stuck to her guns, basically, she would be in the clear. She would still have her law license. But in the meantime, she's like public enemy number one. She's been apparently frantically trying to get invitations to Mar-a-Lago. No one even returns her call. Salem wants to cancel the show because no one's watching it. But I mean, Jenna Ellis, we worked with her briefly, but I was surprised and disappointed, to put it mildly, that she would decide to turn against Trump, right?
I was not surprised, disappointed, but not surprised. I mean, her marriage, that became a joke. Moved to Nashville, and then they broke up a day later, and then she's had a tough life.
Right. Well,
send her your cards.
But according to Twitter, she's calling people crying constantly, saying no one is her friend anymore, her show's being canceled. It's like, well, I'm sorry, Jenna. That's what happens when you turn traitor. Right. It's particularly because, it's one thing I could see if you're, working for a mob boss that orders people and himself commits serial murders. Right. And then you turn and you're like, okay, I'm going to work a deal to testify against my boss because my boss is a bad man committing crimes. But Donald Trump wasn't committing any crimes. No, this was purely political. Jenna Ellis was perfectly willing to throw Trump under the bus to save her own hide when she thought that Trump wasn't going to be anything. So now Trump's president again, and to make it even
nice,
worse.
Me.
Yeah, to make it worse, the case that she pled guilty to has been thrown out.
It hasn't really been thrown
well,
out.
But
she is, another DA could take it up. They're still under indictment, so.
Right, but still, if you're Jenna Ellis, that was a poor choice, and don't get to come back now and say, "Oh, I wish I hadn't done that." It's like, yeah, all the rest of us wish you hadn't done that too. I'm sure it's pretty hard to apologize to Trump. I know all that stuff I said to you.
Forgiving the other guys, I mean, they've been worse.
Pardon in there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm not pardoned. That's right. Well, these are state charges.
So pardon, apparently she's
can't
not.
Get a
and Jim Jackson said, if they threw out on her backside, there's a new cracked sidewalk somewhere. Ooh, and Karen Kettling says, don't you really have to ask why the Biden staff has the temerity to tell the truth now? They have no fear of retaliation for the monumental lie they perpetrated on the country. Well, exactly. And neither is the Wall Street Journal. But I think, Karen, maybe not the staff, but the media, I think they're trying to rehabilitate themselves by reporting it now. But I think it's too late.
A little late.
Do you think everyone's going to go, oh, the Wall Street Journal is telling the truth?
Right on top of it, they've been great. What a truth. What a investigative unit they got over there.
That's right. I mean, and again, none of them, even today at the one of the last news conferences that they'll probably have at the White House, not one of them asked the press secretary, KJP, no one asked her.
Karine.
Yeah. Nobody asked her about it. Right. Nobody said, hey, what do you make of this?
Before you always have these press secretaries, talk to the president going up there and what did he want her, but. She didn't talk to anybody. She's on her own. She just goes out there, has to guess what they're going to ask, and has some bullshitty. She's getting better, though. If you notice, she's actually more articulate. I mean, she's grown in her job.
Grown in her lives. From Jacob, or another DA takes up the Fannie Willis case, the new DA won't have the backing of the DOJ. Well, exactly. I mean, remember, and this is what's coming out now, all the meetings between Fannie Willis's office and her and that Wade guy and the Department of Justice. She didn't think
White
of
House.
That.
They
the
went White, to White House.
Yeah, they went to the White House and they set it up and they walked. I mean, the lawfare people set the whole thing up and walked her through it. Didn't they have one of her prosecutors? Some DOJ guy was one of the actual prosecutors in the case, too, right? I get all my lawfare cases mixed up. But still, the White House was totally involved in that. And I think you're right, Jacob, that whoever, if there is a new DA, I think a lot of that will just.
Well, that's a gutsy person. She was, figuring, okay, I'll have this, I'll be famous. And she has become famous, but in a really, so you have to be really willing to take on a lot of potential grief and everything else. So it'll be interesting to see.
You go back to none of them thought Trump would win. right? They thought that all of this would just be able to roll right along. And you go back to, you just look at the back to the continuing resolution, the power of the people to push back against that on Twitter.
Power of the people.
And well, and I mean, and I think, you know, even the most swampy of persons in the swamp that is DC could read the room. Now, maybe they don't agree with it, and maybe they're going to screw the people over, but they could still tell, oh, people don't like these continuing resolutions, right?
Well,
People
this
don't.
has been happening for decades.
Yeah.
And Johnson promised not to do it. And it's
Right.
not just a continuing resolution, it's a continuing resolution with tons. You know, when they say they're going to give $100 billion in disaster relief, what does that mean? Who's getting the money?
Not Trump
Who
supporters. If
exactly? I mean,
they're
how do
Trump
they
signed.
decide you get, hey, here's $1 billion? Well, what do I get? I don't know. You just do.
The
Who
NGOs.
decides who
Right.
gets what?
The NGOs. Yeah,
The
exactly.
NGOs. Who decides? I mean, $100 billion is a lot to throw out the window. I mean, it takes a lot of baskets to collect
You
all
could
that.
probably like rebuild $100 billion. You could do get a
You could rebuild New Jersey. I mean, you could
man.
rebuild the world, $100 billion. And then beyond that, somebody said,
But that's just the
what
immediate
about the farmers? And you know, when I think farmers, I think some guy, you know, out on his
aid. My dad was a
tractor.
farmer,
And
family
your
farm,
dad, yeah, your
made
dad
family
and his
farms.
Lamborghini in the garage.
Ferrari. He had a, it was a,
Ferrari.
it was Ferrari.
Yeah, okay.
Back when family farms made money.
You think they're gonna get the money? No. It's all the guys from New York going down there. Oh, yeah, I have a farm down here, and
Doesn't Bill Gates owns more farm, right? Bill Gates, Bill
Bill make
Gates
I
and
mean,
China own more
yeah, who
farmland.
decided we got to give farmers more? Based on what? They ain't doing that well. We ain't doing that well.
Yeah,
How about $1 billion for Chuck
cancerous.
and Julie? Podcasting industry is suffering. It is suffering. Give us $1 billion.
That's right.
I mean, $40 billion, because somebody said, let's give it to the farmers. The one
We're right.
who is that? Because it's a farmer
We
wakes
should
up in
give
the
it to the
morning.
podcasters. That's
The
right.
poor mom and
Suffering.
pop podcasters,
That's
they could
right.
use $1 billion.
And we'll give some to childhood cancer research too. What the heck?
Yeah,
Yeah.
you know who the money goes for to that? Doctors. They're like, oh yeah, I'm
No,
studying.
it goes, it does. I bet it doesn't even go to doctors. I would be okay with that. It probably goes to these giant
Yeah,
healthcare corporations and pharmaceutical
right. The
companies,
board of
right?
directors.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, there's no, your family physician
No, didn't go to.
is not getting anything as a
It's just
result of
let's
that.
just throw out $40 billion. Why? They're farmers. We
Well,
love farmers.
right.
Come on.
And no one, the good news is, I think people don't buy that anymore. And Elon Musk and
Yes,
those
they
guys.
do. I mean, I heard Martha McCallum going, you know, all
Well,
those
she's an
people.
idiot. I mean, real
Well, of course
people.
she's an idiot,
Yeah, not.
but she's going, all those poor people out in North Carolina have been suffering so much. They're not going to get the money, Martha.
Well, but then FEMA, it's not like FEMA has money. So,
Well,
yeah.
that's why FEMA, if you wondered why FEMA was skipping places with Trump signs. When
Right.
FEMA goes out there, FEMA doesn't say, hey, can I help you with the swamping out the garage or something, or I need to move something. No, here's a number to get money. And
Right.
so they're kind of going, no, we're not sending notices to those Trumpies to get money, only our fine Democrats.
Well, and they get, you're right, and it's all laundered through things. It's not like they give people the extra checks. Remember, we did a lot of work on this a long time ago after, was it the Aurora Theater shooting? Or it was something, I terrible to
I think it
say.
was that
It,
one.
so there was some disaster where they,
GoFundMe.
where they, where they raised all kinds of money to give to the victims,
Right.
right? And then the victims reached out to us and other people in the media, pointing out that the money, and this is under Hickenlooper, did not go to the actual victims.
No.
It went to NGOs that would then distribute it to the victims, taking a cut, of course.
Well,
And the
and
victims,
often they'd say, you know, you can't have the money directly.
right? No,
You need mental health.
you. That's
So
right.
all these people, so all the money went off these wacky psychologists to
Well,
help. No. Well, I don't want to go to a
it's an
psychologist.
interesting money to
I just
get to
want to
my
say
doctor
the
here.
rent. We don't pay for rent.
Right. And there was a big to-do, and then you realize that that's by these
That's
things.
a great example, Drew. That's a great
That's the
example.
way that it always works, right? It's not like FEMA goes out and says, how much you think it's going to cost for you to remediate the flooding in your house,
That's
and
not covered by
that's
insurance.
not coming by insurance. And you say $4,000, they're like, okay, here's
Here's
$4,000.
4,000.
No, they refer to you to somebody else,
To
refer you
some
to somebody
poor.
else, and then you have to get mental health treatment, and then in the meantime, your house is never rebuilt. So you're right. So nobody, but I think people don't fall for that nearly as much. And I think,
Martha McCallum did.
well, she doesn't. She's part of the problem. She's a
Well,
swab. She probably gets money in there somewhere.
okay.
Yeah, they were going to fund the industrial censorship industry too.
Yeah,
So.
that's that's the poor people need industrial censorship.
Here's another thing too, kind of jumping around today. And feel free, guys, if you want to introduce a topic too, we can go ahead and do this. This coming under the call me surprise, not really. So remember the Denver District Attorney's Office. Well, first, Jenna Griswold investigated herself over the whole,
No problem.
no pro over the whole leaked password scandal and cover up, and found out that everything was just hunky dory. They just had a few procedural things they needed to tighten up. There was a shock. Well, then but the Denver DA, Governor Polis, assured us the Denver DA was going to get to
Beth
the bottom.
McCann.
Beth McCann was going to investigate it. Well, today the Denver DA announced that there will be no charges filed in the password leak or cover up.
Charges for Democrats?
Right.
Come on.
It's like now Tina Peters, who did the exact
Thank
same
God
thing,
she's luckily ensconced away in jail for 9 years.
is serving 9 years in jail, was immediately completely persecuted 9 years in jail. Jenna Griswold does the exact same thing. The were only hundreds of times worse, right? And hers were hundreds of times worse because there were hundreds of passwords leaked and no charges filed.
No charges.
It's like, and not only that, this is where you got to wonder about people in Colorado. In a poll, Jenna Griswold came in second. Who came in first?
No, she came in
Came in,
first.
no, I thought Negussie, Jenna Negussie.
No,
No,
she was
okay.
Jenna Griswold was first, Negussie was second, Weiser was third.
Be the Democrat candidate for governor.
Yeah, why
So,
not? She's great. I mean, she's wonderful. Let's all vote for her because she'll help. She'll help.
And meanwhile, it's like the Tina Peters is the horrible person in jail. And again, it's for the exact same thing, the exact same thing. So that's a shock, says no one. Another thing going about a shock. So the Trinidad Aragua's story is also gaining traction nationally. And you'll be glad to know that roughly three dozen figments of our imagination, as Governor Polis and Mike Kaufman and Mike Johnson told us, three dozen figments of our imagination have been under arrest between Colorado, Aurora, and in New York. Thomas, if we could please play the gang bus soundbite.
Ties to that violent Venezuelan gang Trendy Aragua. The bus was reportedly made possible after police tracked an ankle monitor from a 28-year-old Venezuelan national with three prior arrests. Well, see if they got him. CB Cotton's live in New York with more. CB, what's the story? Hello.
Hi, Bill. Good morning. A law enforcement source tells me officers raided two separate locations here in the city, leading to the arrest of 22 suspected Tren de Aragua gang members. The New York Post, as you said, reports that officers tracked one of the suspects' ankle monitors to this apartment in the Bronx being used as a hideout. The outlet reports some of the men had racked up multiple arrests in separate states after crossing the border. This bus comes after another raid in late November, which led to the arrest of these two confirmed Tren de Aragua gang members. ICE telling me at the time, both of the men crossed illegally into the country last year and were wanted in Aurora, Colorado, when police say they and other armed men tried to break into an apartment as seen on this viral video. This week, that same apartment complex made headlines again when a man and woman were pistol whipped and tortured there. ICE tells me at least 16 suspected gang members were taken into custody in connection with that incident this week. And back in April, Fox was there as federal agents busted three suspected Tren de Aragua gang members at this Bronx apartment. New York City Mayor Eric Adams met with incoming border czar Tom Homan just last week and say they're ready to work together to remove illegal migrants who commit violent crimes. Homan has also said he does not understand why more leaders are not on board.
I'm shocked that other mayors and other governors who want to, put roadblocks up. I can't believe any elected official does not want to remove public safety threats from their communities.
And we're talking to you, Governor Polis, and you, Mayor Johnson, and you, Mike Kaufman, right, who assured us that we were just racist.
Bipartisan efforts on
the streets of our imagination. Kyle Clark is sort of like, now he's kind of sort of reporting it, and apparently you're saying, well, my sources didn't tell me that. It's like, what the? Like intellectual curiosity. I mean, call me crazy. But there were several interesting things about that. Number one, okay, so this guy had three prior arrests, and he's on an ankle monitor. It's kind of like
off to New York City for a holiday.
I guess. Yeah, right. You got to wonder what.
And he probably had one of those flights, out of Denver to New York.
Why was he out in the first place? You're talking about these are illegal aliens who are here with multiple arrests. That's what happens.
Newcomers about to become newcomers elsewhere.
That's right, and that's what happens when you have governments like in Colorado that prohibit the law enforcement officers from cooperating with ICE.
So here's the extremes on the question of illegal immigration. You can go on the far left and they say that, they're not going to help. If they're criminals and they've killed people, they're just not going to help at all. They're not, that'd be Colorado. They're not going to help.
Oh, they're not going to help law enforcement.
The more moderate one is they'll help if they've killed a couple. It's not clear
how many
what the
threshold.
Yeah. Now on the right, and our grand new congressman, Gabe Evans, ex-police officer, his thing is he's for deporting people actually violent crime. But everybody else, no, just a fine, small fine, and then you're on probation, and you're going to respect that probation very hard. We don't want to deport grandma. No deporting grandma. You know how many times that phrase, don't deport grandma? Just check it out. Oh, they've all got it. Now they're not, and that's what Gabe Evans said. Let's not deport grandma because she walked to 2000. How many grandmas came across the border?
The trouble is, and again, we go back to remember who funded Gabe Evans. Americans for Prosperity, which favors open borders so they can get cheap labor. And if a few violent criminals come in, those are just figments of your imagination, yeah, right?
Yeah. So, well, we got, we have it. A bipartisan, from Mike Kaufman, the Republican,
right,
to Johnson, the Democrat, to Kyle Clark,
This is from Kieran. Don't you wish we could deport Mike Kaufman and the rest who don't give a fig about public safety, and now everyone knows it? Yeah, it is astonishing that they keep trying to ignore it. And unfortunately for them, these violent criminals keep committing violent crimes. And, and they have ankle monitors, all this kind of stuff. So clearly they've been in the system. And the trouble with Gabe Evans thing is, well, what's violent crime, right? And you could say, well, drug dealing isn't violent crime. Well, of course, the ones who actually participated in kidnapping, pistol whipping, torturing, and stabbing the people.
Gabe Evans will support the deportation of those three people.
The ones who weren't there at that moment because they were outside selling drugs. They're okay.
They're with Grimm.
They're
Grimm. We don't want, if they're hardworking and working at what, that could be a questionable one, but hardworking and contributing to society and making a difference and improving our community. Nothing.
But you hear, again, crickets from Jared Polis, nothing from him saying, maybe we're wrong. Maybe, you hear nothing from Mike Johnson saying, I guess maybe I won't order the Denver police to stand on the border of the city and prevent them from arresting these people.
But he can't stop the 50,000 women from Hilltop heading down there. I can promise you, the women of Hilltop are just as angry.
From Jacob, if Neil Cavuto can be released from Fox, can Kyle Clark be far behind? But I have an answer to that. But first we'll go to Sherry, who called in. Hey, Sherry, thank you for calling.
Hi. I wanted to say something about the immigration, because it really goes back to the United Nations and their global compact on migration. Huh. And the thing is, it makes migration a human right.
Yeah.
So that removes the word illegal from the issue of migration, because a human can't be guilty of a crime if you're just exercising your human right.
Huh.
But the thing is, that means that you're implementing the globalist rule over the sovereignty of the United States.
Yeah.
See, you're bypassing Congress, you're bypassing the people, You're bypassing the legislature because human rights are given by the by man.
Right.
They're placed over the God-given rights of people. See, because in our country, we're endowed by inalienable rights given to us by our creator.
Right.
But they're saying, no, no, it's more important, human rights that right. are given by man.
Right.
And did you notice the only countries that are targets of this mass migration, they're all ruled by Judeo-Christian principles and a white majority population. The migration isn't going to Africa. They're not going to Latin America, the right. Soviet bloc countries, or the Arab world.
No.
Right. Well, no, you're absolutely right. No, and you bring a good point up, and that's what the Democrats have. I mean, they want a, you know, a single world, new world order, right? Where the
hold on by the few very
the globalists are in charge. And you're right. And the way you do that is you destroy the borders, and you have pesky little rules that say you have to be a citizen, and you just get rid of those, yeah. right? And how do you encourage that? Well, you give them all kinds of rights and expenses and money, phones and healthcare, right? That regular Coloradans don't get. So, no, you're absolutely right about that, Sherry. Good call. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye. So, an answer to the thing: can Kyle Clark be far behind? No, Kyle Clark. I was at a recent kind of a media thing, and people were talking about it. Even people from other TV stations were kind of stunned at how much Kyle Clark is allowed to just do his own thing. And they were saying, you know, it's one thing if he were doing an opinion show, but they're like, he shouldn't be anchoring the news if he's doing this. But he's not, I tell you what, guys, he's not doing that without the full support of Channel 9 and whoever owns him these days. They would stop him, right? There's their producers writing it. He's writing it. Someone's doing the show. If they didn't totally support him in what he's doing.
Well, they're the ones who began it and decided, okay, Carl, you can head it up. It wasn't Kyle who headed it up. Somebody came to him and said, why don't you do this?
Right. And I mean, those decisions, and don't forget, Channel 9 hired the guy who shot and killed the Trump supporter. The Denver DI also decided that guy didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
So, he's not far behind. I mean, who knows? Sooner or later, as everybody, all the rich companies and the rich billionaires are now going down to Mar-a-Lago and trying to become besties with Trump, maybe whoever owns Channel 9 will do that, and then they'll tell them to knock it off.
But I was shocked that Neil Cavuto, the longest serving anchor.
And that was just like today. Something bad happened.
No. His contract ran out.
Yeah, but usually they give you like a couple. Maybe he just said, screw you people. And usually you don't just go like today. It's not like today's my last show.
Well, his contract, they offered him a contract, you know, some shitty contract. and he said, to hell with that.
That's right. So,
but no, they did offer him a contract.
And then he said no. Well, listen, the final thing is, this is again, also courtesy of Leo.
God for Leo.
Friday, we have
Philly's
another
greatest friend, Leo.
We have another Kamala soundbite. This is a quickie, and you have to pay attention to the visuals here. So, Thomas, if you could please play the Kamala soundbite.
Ever let anybody take your power from you? You have the same power that you did before November 5th, and you have the same purpose that you did.
For those who can't see, she's holding a bottle of scotch, right? As she's speaking, she's like, you have the same power. So thank you to that. I'm pretty sure that was AI generated. Hey, that's going to wrap it up for us. On Monday, we will be here Monday. And Mark Poff is going to be on. We're going to be talking all things Ramsey. The job's coming up on the anniversary, yet another of the JonBenet Ramsey case. There was a Netflix documentary, which I was in.
You were great in it.
But thank you. And it didn't really, people keep asking me, somebody was saying, well, I haven't seen part three. Don't give a spoiler. I'm like, I'll tell you guys this. There's no spoiler.
They don't know who did it.
The case is still unsolved. I think they know who did it. The case is still unsolved. We'll talk about that. That's right. Mark Poff and I look at this a little bit differently, so it should be pretty interesting. But in the meantime, that will do it for us. Everybody have a great party Friday.
Do that Christmas shopping. It's not too late.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see
Take
everybody.
Care, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.